Praise the Lord, everyone, and good morning. Today is December 13th, and I welcome you to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is writing your 2017 vision, also known as a resolution, step two. We're going to focus on how to write your 2017 vision, also known as a New Year's resolution, step two, family and relationships. Now, during the last 100 days of this year, Morning Motivation has focused on our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. So we are now on day 18 of the countdown. There are only about 2.5 weeks left in this year. Can you believe it? So we have worked very hard removing all clutter and toxicity spiritually, knowing that our natural body and lives would follow. Now we're in the home stretch. We're at the point where we're putting all of that together to write our New Year's vision or resolution in correlation with Habakkuk 2, verses 1 through 4, and that's where our scripture will come from on this morning. So while you're getting your word ready, I welcome all of the callers. I host Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. It is fired up praise, word, and prayer, but it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. For any days that you've missed of this challenge, the teachings are available on our website at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. By now, you should have your word ready. I'm going to Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and I'm reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he, meaning God, will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just, those on this call, shall live by his faith. So the Lord has instructed that we write the vision and that we make it plain. So on day 21, which was Friday, I begin to speak with you about how to write a vision. And we're doing this in correlation with what the Lord commands. Because when you write something down or memorialize it, it gives you something to go back to refer to. For example, the Bible. It's in writing so that we can go back to it, refer to it, to remind ourselves and refresh our recollection of what God requires. You take pictures on your phone, selfies, you record things, you take pictures of what's going on. Why? To memorialize it, to be able to go back to it. You have a driver's license, which evidences and memorializes that you passed the exam. If you're married, you have a marriage license. If you graduated from high school, you have a diploma. If you graduate from college, you get a degree. Why get any of this stuff in writing? Why even have a birth certificate to prove that you exist? It is the evidence and the memorialization of these things which gives us the guide, the litmus test, and the law and rule upon which we live. Well, if all of these things are important for us as a group or a whole, surely writing your vision down for your life has to be important for you. So go back to those teachings. I won't go over them in detail, but I will address the five components because that's what we're discussing with step two today. I told you that your goal or your vision, resolution, whatever you like to term it, had to be only one sentence, and it had to include five components and only these five. Number one was spiritual, which we addressed yesterday. Number two is relational, which includes your family. We're addressing that today. Number three is professional. Four is financial, and five is recreational. So by the end of this week, if you're on this call with me, and if you missed a day, go back and listen to it, you should have your vision statement ready. So let's go ahead now and deal with step two, family or relational. I'm going to call out my vision again. My New Year's resolution, if you will. And some people say, oh, I don't make New Year's resolutions. Well, somewhere, somehow, you have a goal for your life. I don't care what you call it. Hopefully, you have something written down as to where you're going to go. Otherwise, you're like someone driving to a new destination without a GPS. You just hope that the road doesn't end, that it doesn't detour you, that it doesn't cut you off, that you don't have to have a delay or traffic congestion because you're just hoping the road will take you to the destination. You will get lost. You will get off track. So let's deal with step two, relational and family. Now, for those of you on the call, do you remember my vision statement? What is it? That I am a multimillionaire, happily married, you should be able to almost repeat it with me now, happily married, effective minister of the gospel, and advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator for my family, who will make or take at least three major trips next year. Now, all five of those components were addressed. So if you had your notebook or your journal, the way this would look on paper is you would write your overall goal. And don't worry about if you don't have it finalized right now. That's why we're going through it step by step. But you should have written out your sentence over the weekend as to what you would like to see in those five areas. Then underneath that, you would make five columns. The five columns would be for the five components: spiritual, relational, professional, financial, recreational. In each column, you would then take that part of your overall goal that applies to that and list it there. So for spiritual, I would have listed effective minister of the gospel. For relational today, you would see happily married and a reconciliator of my family. Hopefully everyone is with me and understanding that. Let me say the lines are open. If you have any questions as I go throughout this, please feel free to press 1 and I'll bring you online. Otherwise, the lines are muted and no one can hear you. I'll bring you on the broadcast. So let's deal with today. Family or relational. My vision for this year, which will move on for the rest of my life, is happily married. I am not married now, okay? And to be a reconciliator of my family. Now, let's break down what you do with that. Your goals have to be measurable so that you can know whether you're moving toward them. For those on the call who are in the legal field, such as me, I'm an attorney, it would be similar to what we call a box brief. For people on the call who may be in the medical field, it would be similar to what you call a care plan. For people on the call who don't know what any of that means, I am going to draft a paper format and have it on the website before the end of this week, and you'll be able to download it, okay? But let's deal with that. So I said to be happily married and to be a reconciliator, in other words, to reconcile my family. Now, the next part that you want to put with that, as well as with your spiritual on yesterday, is as evidenced by, okay? As evidenced by, because whatever you're going to write after that will be the way you can measure whether or not you're achieving it. So as evidenced by me being married, getting married in the year 2017, that's an easy one. And as evidenced by, in the second part, the reconciliator of my family, as evidenced by my family being able to come together for one major function without conflict. Now, to some of you, you may say, what? That's it? Well, right now, there are a lot of things going on in my family, and I mean my family as a whole, not like in my home, but that makes some of that impossible right now for that to occur. And so I'm believing God that it's going to be resolved, but there's a part I have to do. So the other thing I told you about your goals or your resolution is to not make resolutions that are so lofty that you set yourself up for failure because you can't keep them or you don't have total control. So for instance, if I said that my family will come together once a week, number one, that's not going to happen right now due to some of the things that have occurred. Number two, I don't have total control over bringing my whole family together. So remember, make your goals realistic and measurable. So as evidenced by my family being able to come together for one major event without conflict, and my family, me being able to communicate with all of my family without conflict. So you notice everything is an action word. Okay, so I'm sorry, everything is part of your as evidenced by. Now, the next thing is just list 3 to 5 bullets as to what you're going to do. Please don't list 10 or 12 things. You won't be able to keep up with all of that. Well, these are the things I'm going to do as part of being happily married, right? Then I am going to work on the relationship that I am in more effectively, communicating more effectively, because that's one of the things that has to happen better. So notice I said work. I didn't say I'm going to just hope that the relationship gets better. All of your bullets have to be active because it's something you have to do to get to that goal, which will then bring the result of the as evidenced by. So I am going to work on communicating better. And then I am going to accept the proposal that I know is forthcoming. So those things are, you know, accepting a proposal is easy. Working on the communication, that's a little harder. For people who know me, I'm a type A personality. I just speak it out there. I'm ready to get it done. I move forward. A lot of times I'm no nonsense, but I'm very compassionate. I mean, I'll pray with you, travail, everything, intercede, love you, but I'm no nonsense in regard to let's just move aside to tomfoolery, and that's how I even treat myself. So it's just, hey, this is what it is. This is the facts. Let's just deal with it and see if we can move on. However, in relationship, that's not always good. For those of you who are doing this in relation to family, for example, your goal may be to have better communication with your spouse or spend more time with your children. Whatever it is that you've put underneath there, then you make sure you have a component and that's evidenced by. What will be the evidence to show you you've reached that goal? Then list 3 to 5 bullets. For my family, I have, for example, reach out to my family members at least once a week. So that means at least once a week, I reach out to them. That means that's my work to do. And it doesn't mean I have, you notice I didn't say all of my family members. I didn't say a specific one. However, God leads me or whomever will need it for that week. Reach out. Reach out could be a telephone call. It could be a text message. It could be a letter. But it can't be prayer, because prayer would be a different task, but that's not an active reach out to them where they hear your voice or know that you're concerned about them. And the reach out could be simple. It could be, I love you. You're on my mind. So I'm just giving you some examples, okay? Another thing would be assist in planning one major event for my family. Because how are we going to get to that one major event without conflict if I don't assist in planning it? I'm hoping that everyone is seeing how this is working. And I'm sorry, but we only have 15 minutes. So what I am going to do is by in the morning, before in the morning's call, if you go to the website, I'm actually going to have a paper on there that will show you this. And that way you can use that when you're on the call with me to help guide you through your goal. And we'll go through all of this, each component. And then on next Monday, I'm going to just open it up for calls or comments to see if anyone needs help. So today, we went back to Habakkuk 2:1-4, writing the vision and making it plain. Our focus was how to write your 2017 vision, also known as a resolution, step 2, which deals with relation and family. There's one other thing I want to say right quickly for people who are married or on the caller who have children. Your plan must include some time alone with your spouse or you're in a relationship. It must include some time alone. Every week, you have to spend some time alone. And if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have to make a lot of money to spend quality time with your spouse. And it has to include some separate quality time with your children. Now, if they're involved in events or extracurricular activities, that could be the time but that you're enjoying them. But I still want you to include some quality time where you're talking with them, finding out what's going on in their lives. Social media is a big negative presence in the lives of our children. It's very important that you know at all times what's going on with your kids. And I'd also like to for you to include, make myself available and approachable for your spouse and your kids. Make myself available, meaning you will turn off the television, you'll turn off everything else to hear them, and approachable. If your spouse wants to speak with you, and I'm going to hurry up and end, but he or she can't, because every time they get ready to say something that you don't like, you call them a name or you shut down communication, that's not godly and that's not effective. Or if every time your kids want to tell you something, they're scared. They're scared to tell you they tried marijuana. They're scared to tell you they're being bullied or they're the bully. They're scared to tell you what's going on. If they can't tell you, they will go tell somebody else. And you better just hope that person will give them the right guidance. The rule I tell to my son who is in college is, no matter what it is, you tell me. Because I first, or his father, because I can always help you better on the front end than I ever can on the back end. Always tell me whether I will like it or not. And he knows that. Whether I like it or not, even if I will get mad, even if I'll cry, even if I'll be angry, you tell me first. Because I can always help you on the front end better than I can on the back end. The jails, prisons, and graveyards, folks, are full of people whose parents had to come in on the back end when it was too late. All right, I hope this was helpful to you. I'm loving it. I'm sorry we don't have much time, but I have to stay on time. Let's quickly go into prayer. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, you're so gracious. We come in the name of Jesus. We praise you for this day, morning motivation. We're starting our day off right with godly breakfast for our soul. Father, we are fired up. We just see what you're bringing into being in our lives. We have counted down this year. We're going to have a fruitful 2017 and every day and every year thereafter. Help us to write the vision, to make it plain. Help us, Lord God, to be able to put our thoughts together, to be able to put together what we're going to do, because we're going to use this as our guide for next year to accomplish everything and more that we thought we could accomplish, so that we can truly live exceeding and abundantly in your presence and above all we could ever ask or think, because that's what you have for us. Touch everybody on this call. Bless their homes, their families, their jobs, their friends, even their enemies. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Please invite others to the call. Again, I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. My website is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also access my law office website from feeldthefire.com. I'll be back in the morning at 6:30 a.m., and we will deal with professional on tomorrow. Remember, go to the website before tomorrow's broadcast, and I will have a paper up there for you with the layout already there, and you'll be able to use that as your guide. Until in the morning, go get your blessing.